Sports Time is coming up next from WRCO, sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll talk about some local and area sport news and getting you set for the day with some high school sports that, perhaps you can attend. That's coming up tonight as well. Some good things in the area, so we'll have details on that. Plus, a good night for the Badgers and the Bucks. They both claim victories. We'll have more in just a moment.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Ithaca improved to 8-3 on the season with an 85-40 boys basketball win over visiting New Lisbon last night. The Bulldogs ran to a 48-27 lead at halftime and got the continuous clock running when the lead grew to 40 points with just over 6 minutes to play. Bulldog junior Devin Iam had a game-high 29, 21 in the first half. Sammy Clary added 15 and Cody Burns totaled 11 to help Ithaca to the non-conference win. Other Ithaca scoring came from Ethan Burkram and Casey Pomering, who each netted 8 points. Keegan Jones had 5. Houston Boland added 4. Dante Kleinsaucer a 3-pointer, and Wesley Nelson scored 2. The Bulldogs made 8 3-pointers, with Sammy Clary making 3 of them. The team shot 11 for 20 from the line. New Lisbon was led by Austin Burnson with 13 and Evan McCraffick with 12. The Rockets fell to 2-6 on the season. They did not make a three-point basket and shot 2 for 4 from the line. New Lisbon won the JV game 48-36 over the Bulldogs earlier in the night. Ithaca will travel to DeSoto for a conference game on Friday night following the 85-40 varsity win. New Lisbon will get back to Scenic Bluffs action on Thursday when they play Bangor. In other action from last night, Kickapoo is a winner with a 74-44 victory against Wonewoc Center. Malachi McCauley had 28 for the Panthers. Arlen Walter with 16. Adric Egge, 12. Also, Carl Tellefson had 16 for the Wolves. It was River Valley being edged by Fenimore in boys basketball, 43-42. Waseca Steuben over Boscobel, 52-36. Darlington, 73. Platteville, 53. Lafarge, 58. Cashton, 37. Mineral Point beat Cuba City, 49-42. Potosi beat Broadhead, 53-49. Mount Horeb, 73. Sauk Prairie, 60. Argyle, 50. Blackhawk, 41. Mauston, 79. Montello, 41. Stoughton, 65. And Portage, 49. Girls basketball, River Valley claimed a victory against Fenimore, 49-43. River Ridge over Seneca, 67-19. Cashton, 56. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 14. Belmont over Dodgeville, 65-16. Iowa Grant, 63-41 over Benton. And Mauston beat Nakusa, 55-12 in area girls basketball. Mauston plays at Richland Center tonight in girls basketball. That is varsity only, and it will start at 6 o'clock. In other girls games, DeSoto at Seneca, Ithaca travels to Lafarge. North Crawford at Kickapoo. Highland is playing at Waseca Steuben. Viroqua at Luther. Bangor travels to Wonewoc Center. Nacita at Hillsboro. New Lisbon at Cashton. Brookwood at Royal. In the SWAL, Darlings at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Cuba City, and Boscobel visits Riverdale. We'll have that game tonight on WRCO Radio. Pregame time sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports will be around 7:15. For Coach Larry Swigum's team, they have played all right lately.
We played our most complete game of the year right before our Christmas break against Iowa Grant. Ended up beating them by 33 points, which was really impressive. I thought it was going to be a really tight game. Kind of got up early and were able to sustain all the way through. Then right after break here, let's see, Lafarge, we played on on Thursday night, definitely a sluggish first half for us. I think the halftime score was 18-8. But we were able to put them away, beat them 53-23. So very happy with that start. A lot of times long breaks make it a little difficult to get back into the rhythm. So we've got a really busy week ahead with basketball Tuesday and then at Southwestern on Friday. So
that's Coach Larry Swigum. Riverdale getting set to host Boscobel. That's our featured game this evening from the area. Boys basketball on the schedule. Baraboo at Adams Friendship. Westby at Brookwood. Reedsburg at Mauston. Hillsboro visits Viroqua, Bangor at DeSoto, Benton at Highland, Boscobel at North Crawford, Wisconsin Dells visits Waupun, Lancaster at Southwestern, and Evansville visits Dodgeville. Last night in girls wrestling at the Lodi Invitational, River Valley wrestlers did well. It was Aubrey Conway and Caitlin Alexander finishing second. Also, Mackenzie Schulte was third, and Cameron Neef took a fourth-place finish. There is wrestling action planned for Ithaca tonight. Ithaca Weston plays host to Galena and River Valley. And also, by the way, it is T-shirt night for Ithaca Weston wrestling fans. Those in attendance will be awarded a T-shirt as they last tonight prior to the Triangular. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Series High, New York Life, 35-84. Frazier Home Improvement, 35-102. Vanity Fur Grooming, 34-79. Team High Game, New York Life, 1300. Frazier Home Improvement, 12-13. Vanity Fur Grooming, 11-96. Top Series, Darren Schweinefuss, 158 over average with a 737. Ken Nix Jr., a 712. Corey Davis rolled a 688. High Game Honors, Ken Nix Jr., 278. Darren Schweinefuss, 259. Corey Davis, a 244. Malachi Fretz bowled a 585 series, 102 pins over average. Badgers shooters stayed hot in a 75-63 victory at Rutgers Monday. Wisconsin shot 54% from the floor, led by John Blackwell and Stephen Crowell. Blackwell scored 21 points, and Crowell had 17, as the Badgers evened their Big Ten Conference record at 2-2. Wisconsin built a lead of 16 points in the first half before the Scarlet Knights closed within three twice in the second half. The Badgers will host Minnesota on Friday night. Coach Greg Gard talked about how tough it is winning on the road.
As it always is when you come in here and try to come out on the left-hand side, it's going to be a rock fight at times. I thought we showed some grittiness and some toughness, maybe when things didn't flow as smoothly as they can sometimes for us offensively, and we had different guys step up and make plays and, you know, able to withstand their run at us there in the second half and then get separation and put it away.
The Bucks have finally taken down a weaker opponent after rolling over Toronto Monday night, 128-104. Milwaukee's lead was as large as 33 at one point. Giannis Antetokounmpo produced his fourth triple-double with 11 points, 12 rebounds, and 13 assists. Damian Lillard led the scoring column with 25. The Bucks had dropped several recent games to teams with sub-500 records. Second-year NBA sensation Victor Wembanyama leads the Spurs of the Fiserv Forum for a game coming up on Wednesday. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit 118, Portland 115, Phoenix 109, Philadelphia 99, Indiana 113, Brooklyn 99, Orlando 103, New York 94, Memphis 119, Dallas 104, Chicago 114, San Antonio 110, Minnesota 108, the Clippers 106, and Sacramento beat Miami 123-118 in two overtimes. A torn ACL in his knee ends the season for injury-prone Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. The second-year pro suffered the serious injury in Sunday's 24-22 loss to the Bears as the team looks ahead to the wild-card round of the NFL playoffs against the Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters he expects quarterbacks Jordan Love and Malik Willis to be ready to go by the weekend. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs appears to be improving after missing the Chicago game with an illness. Matt LaFleur talked about Watson's perils.
Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him. I hurt for him, obviously hurt for our team, but I just more for him, just because I know how much he's put into this thing.
New England's Jared Mayo and Jacksonville's Doug Peterson are two NFL coaches out of a job, while Giants coach Brian Daboll is also among those who look like they will be back next fall. It's the day after the NFL's regular season, which usually means a tough day for coaches as underachieving teams move quickly to make changes. Cam Miller ran for two touchdowns and threw for two more to lead North Dakota State to its record 10th football championship subdivision title. The Bison beat top-seeded and previously undefeated Montana State 35-32 on Monday night. Some other defenses have carried the last four teams still in the hunt for the national championship. If you want offense, look elsewhere this weekend. The defenses with All-Americans spread throughout the lineups are the story of the semis. Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, and Notre Dame all rank in the top eight nationally in total defense. The Buckeyes and Longhorns meet in the Cotton Bowl on Friday. The Nittany Lions and Fighting Irish play in the Orange Bowl on Saturday. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.